Greg, how are you?
Good, Tony. Thanks for having me.
In your story into today's the Detroit Free Press, 21% drop in August auto sales spurs talk of stimulus. I have heard that not only are there a lot of folks talking about the stimulus and how it didn't work for the auto industry, but now there's some talk about creating another stimulus package for the auto industry. And before, I guess, we talk about that, what are your thoughts on this big drop in August auto sales?
Well, it was expected because August of last year was the peak of the Cash for Clunkers program, and the annual selling rate bumped up to over 14 million vehicles. So everyone knew it was going to be way down.
And do you see this trend continuing, or is it?
Well, no. I mean, all these sales numbers are a year-over-year reflection. So August was going to be bad because August of last year was very strong. Going forward, the comparisons will almost certainly be positive because the last 4 months of 2004 were historically weak. I mean, the weakest in nearly 30 years.
You know, we always look at the negative, it seems like, when it comes to the news. But in the early portion of your story, as you just mentioned, U.S. consumers bought 21% fewer cars and trucks in August compared with the same period a year ago. But year-to-date, sales remain up 8.4%.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, but it's a very slow, gradual recovery, slower than anyone wants and anyone even predicted. It's just going to take a lot of time. There have to be jobs created. People have to feel more secure in those jobs. And, you know, we're not there yet.
All right. And you mentioned in the story that sales were down 24.5% at GM, 11% at Ford. Chrysler, which you point out, didn't benefit much for Clash for Clunkers last year, posted a 6.9 gain. Toyota, which was the biggest Cash for Clunker beneficiary last summer, experienced the most painful drop at 34%.
Yeah, and a lot of that was predictable. It was expected. So, I mean, I don't think we're going to see a revival of Cash for Clunkers. There's no political appetite in Washington for it. But without it, we're kind of resigned to seeing these very, very slow, incremental year-over-year improvements, very gradual.
So what's next?
Well, what's next is, the good news is the companies, even GM and Chrysler, are profitable at these still very depressed sales levels. So as sales improve, they're going to be even more profitable. But somehow those profits have to be translated into jobs at a faster rate than they're now occurring.
And, Greg, it appears that the auto industry, when it comes to sales of that product, are kind of along the same lines of the U.S. economy. They're just hanging in there, kind of sluggish, and just waiting.
Well, the other thing that is happening that is going to have a longer-term effect is used cars are now a very viable alternative for a lot of people who are definitely more frugal than they were, you know, before the crash. It's easier to get loans on used cars now, and used cars represent the flip side of the quality improvement. You know, a 3-year-old car today is a whole lot better than a 3-year-old car 10 years ago. So,
Greg Gardner is the Detroit Free Press business writer. His story appears in today's Detroit Free Press. All you have to do is go to freep.com, and you can pull that up. Greg, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.